Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is with the Tatum Partners, a fine organization all over the country helping small and medium-sized businesses have the maximum opportunity to be successful by making available their professional partners who help them with the financial management of their business, the information management of their business. And once a month, he polls all those partners, 400 to 500 of them all over the country, to find out what's going on out there in the marketplace. How are things going? Or is it good or is it bad? Is it getting better or not? And he compiles that information, he and his folks, and he reports back to us and others every month. And that's what we're here to do today. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And it looks like, Sam, that maybe last month was a little bit of a downer compared to the previous month.
It was a little bit, but not much, and it still is very, very positive. And there were components that pulled it down. Backlogs were down, but other components were stronger this past month than they were the month before. And we're particularly encouraged about capital expenditure commitments, which indicate both utilization of capacity is rising, and also confidence in the future.
That is a good long-term indicator, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. People are committing because they're growing in their confidence that that our good times are going to be with us for a while. And we ought to talk this morning a little bit about the perspective of how long we've been in this pretty good time. It's coming up on almost 4 years.
Yeah. Well, we went from a recession to a recovery. And do you consider us now to be in an expansion mode?
Yes, we are, and the capital expenditures is a good measure of that. You go from recovery to expansion when you pass your previous high, and we think that the economy at this stage has passed its previous high and is on expansion rather than just recovery. 4 years of recovery almost.
Right.
Really 3.5, and now we're expanding.
Are you impressed with the U.S. economy being able to take what I consider to be the double whammy of higher interest rates and all, not record gas prices, but almost maybe second level record gas prices? Are you impressed with how well the economy has shaken those two hits off?
Yes, they're two different things, you know, and one, the gas stuff is mystifying a little bit. I mean, you would think that $60 per barrel and $2.25 gas at the pumps would be slowing things down. It does not seem to be. And although interest rates short-term have been rising, the long-term rates are quite low. And that's a little mystifying, too. We need to talk about that a little bit. I've got a little theory about that. I think our economy is just plugging right along despite those factors.
Well, I would like to hear your thoughts on that. And you know, and let me throw another little wrinkle in for you to chew on, Sam. As I've said many times, petroleum is gasoline's up, but that's not really what's up. What's up is petroleum, and petroleum is the oxygen of the global marketplace. So even with all that, inflation in the United States, at least, is still not out of hand. And Kiplinger yesterday, we reported in the Kiplinger Hour that we had yesterday, that inflation is actually kind of moderating a little bit. So you throw all that in, and it further mystifies you, doesn't it?
It does, but I think it's a reflection in large measure of both international trade and also continuing increases in productivity.
Right, which and productivity partially as a result of technology, and also as a result of companies, large and small, being able in the 21st century to find efficiencies in a lot of different places, a lot more places than we used to be able to find them.
Exactly. And one of those factors is outsourcing.
Yep.
Outsourcing, focus, companies large and small should focus on the things that they do best and then utilize other resources as needed for what they do best. And that is one of the trends that's helping the whole world economy be percolating pretty
Absolutely.
Well, and particularly here in the United States.
Absolutely. Outsourcing, folks, regardless of what anybody says, outsourcing is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. It's essential for the 21st century. And I'll tell you what else, Sam. It is the best thing that ever happened to a small business. Tony Till, we're going to come right back. We're going to get those thoughts that Sam says he has on his mind about all this. He's going to reveal his genius to us when we come back after these messages. Tony Till, I'm Jim Lansingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Yeah, baby, she's got
back at 17 till. I'm Jim Lansingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, give us that website, please.
Website for Tatum Partners is tatumpartners.com, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com.
And you can find this survey there, folks, as well as on my homepage at jbsba.com. And I encourage you to check it out. You can get some good information there that will help you have a better perspective on the overall economy, the national economy especially. And in a minute, we're going to get Sam to tell us a little bit about Tatum Partners. Sam, okay, I'm going to set you up for this, and you're going to explain this for us. Folks, we've got the first quarter GDP was adjusted upward to 3.8. Kiplinger says we're going to be around 3.5 for the whole year. Inflation is moderating. Interest rates are up. Gas prices are ridiculous. Unemployment is just above 5%, which is considered now, I think, somewhat. Some people consider that to be almost full employment. And we're going to create 2.2 million jobs in the year 2005. And yet we've got all these challenges, Sam. Explain how this is happening.
Well, I'm in agreement with the concerns that you listed, with one exception, and that is interest rates. Interest rates, by historic standards, are still quite low. The 10-year U.S. Treasury bond is at right at 4%.
That's what's saving us right now, isn't it?
It really is, and it's got a lot of people sort of scratching their heads, going, "Well, you know, like, why would it be at 4%?" And my thinking on that is that prices are a matter of supply and demand, and there is a huge demand for our Treasury bonds coming from our trading partners, principally China. Now, China is circulating. When we go in and buy something that is imported from China, our dollars go to China, and China has to do something with those dollars, and they send them back over here and buy Treasury bonds. And their buying of those bonds and the strong demand helps to keep the interest rates low.
And that's really the holistic approach that we have, the holistic perspective that we have to have about how the global economy is working these days, isn't it?
It really is. I mean,
we've got to talk about the full circle, don't we?
The dollars don't go into a mattress somewhere. They've got to keep circulating, and so they come back. They've got to be put to work. And if you look around and say, "Well, where can I get the highest return on my money?" There's a lot of the dollars in circulation, and it is hard to find really good high returns. And so, in the volumes that China and other foreign countries need to put their money to work, U.S. Treasury bonds is a good place to be.
Well, Sam, the reason that I said what I've said about interest rates is because I'm smarting right now for small business owners.
Yeah.
Prime rate is 7%.
Yeah.
Small business owners don't live in the world of prime. We live in a world of prime plus. That means that we're paying 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11%. For some of the money that we have to have to be able to grow our businesses. And that's the reason why, I laid off of the Fed for a long time when interest rates were low. It was actually interest was a bargain. Money was a bargain for a long time. Now we're starting to get back up into the stratosphere a little bit with regard to interest rates, and it's starting to become pretty expensive, and it's cutting into our profits, in my opinion. And I don't see the justification personally for having prime at 4. I mean, that having the Fed funds rate at 4% right now, and apparently they're going to keep raising them. So I don't. That's what I'm concerned about. And when you throw in, Sam, when you throw in the gas prices at 2.25, as you say, a gallon, we got all these trucks on the road, all these salespeople on the road, in a lot of small businesses. When you throw that in with the higher interest rates, that's a double whammy right between the eyes for a small business.
It really is, but I believe that the Fed will continue to raise rates until there is a perception of a real slowdown in our economy. And right now, that slowdown does not seem to be developing. So
yeah.
They will. Their concern is what would happen if inflation returned, and they've done a pretty good job. If we look back over the last. The period of Alan Greenspan, he's actually steered a course that is between inflation, too much inflation, and recession, and that course has been pretty good, actually.
Well, the only thing that bothers me is they seem to get on a direction, and they seem to not be able to stop almost.
Yeah.
I mean, they only stopped going down because they couldn't go down much further. And of course, they can go up a long way. We already know that based on the 1970s. But anyway, it still concerns me. What are your people, Sam, telling you about hiring? How are they doing with regard to their payroll?
It was a mixed bag last month. If we look back to the previous month of June, they're hiring. They anticipated hiring more people than they actually did. So it was a little bit, the trend looking backwards was a little bit lower than we had thought a month ago. Looking forward, however, employment intentions are higher than they were a month ago, and it looks really good. So in the employment, we see a mixed bag, a little softer looking back, but more optimistic looking forward. The capital commitments and the financing conditions, looking backwards or forwards, are both continuing to rise in terms of good times and in how we interpret business condition. So we think those are positive factors.
Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we've got more to talk about with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum Partners. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baby, Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, tell us how Tatum Partners works.
Tatum Partners started about 8 years ago and fulfills the functions of Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer on an outsourced basis. Companies that need CFOs and CIO, we can do that temporarily, permanently, or part-time to fill that need. And we also do projects at the executive level under contract. It's like executives under contract to do specialized projects for companies that need C-level or chief officer level help in expanding their business and dealing with the challenges of the business.
It's a way of getting executive power without doing an adoption. You can rent these folks,
and
it's a great way to do business. It's the way I used to make my living when I was a consultant. It's a great way to do business. And folks, I encourage you to embrace that kind of an approach, whether you do business with Tatum Partners or anybody else, as you're growing your business. And it's a great way to do it. And there are people out there like Tatum that will help you with that. And they can find out more about this and contact you guys at TatumPartners.com, right?
It's we're in about 30 cities and about 500 partners around the country, and so from the website they can see who's there with full biographies of our partners in the town close to where they are.
Sam, when you're talking about the respondents that you're the people who give you this information, these are respondents who are representing every aspect of the marketplace, aren't they? Retail, manufacturing, distribution, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, service, healthcare. Healthcare is growing really rapidly with us. So we're in many, many industries, not every that you can think of, but almost all, and in every region of the country as well. So we get what I refer to as sort of the sandpaper feel from
right.
these individuals who are where the rubber meets the road, meeting payroll, and these partners respond and say, here's what's going on where I am. And the value of this to those who read our survey report, which goes on our website and yours also, on or about the 5th of the month every month, the value of this is if you as a business owner or business manager are perceiving that something is unique to your business, there's some. It is helpful to know if your experience is consistent with others around you, and that's what this survey does. Or if it's different, it helps you have perspective on your own company to see the survey report and know if you're in line with what else is going on or different.
Sam, let's talk about the next 60 days. Those numbers are not as optimistic as last month either, are they?
Well, they're the same as last month in terms of those of our partners who responded to the survey. The proportion that said that they see the next 60 days as being up was the same. But we had an increase in those partners who saw the next 60 days as being down. So the net result is it was a little bit not as optimistic as the prior month, but the prior month was it was as high as it's been during the past year.
So you think maybe this is just a breather month kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I think we're in the noise level of being in a strong economy. And each month it'll vary just a little bit, but you look at this is a small wave in conjunction with the bigger wave, and the bigger wave is saying things are still quite good.
The other thing, Sam, we have to point out is that we've had some months that were just really strong, and when we back off from those months, that doesn't mean that the economy is not doing as well. It in fact, these numbers represent, as you've said, these numbers represent a very strong economy, just not overheated.
Exactly. And that's what makes it where we are right now. Even though it's not dramatically good, it's good enough so that it's sustainable. If it were dramatically good, it would not be sustainable.
Excellent. I think what we're seeing here is very healthy, solid growth, Sam. Thank you for bringing this report. Thank you for being here and for your time. As always, we'll see you next month.
All right. Well, I've really enjoyed being with you, Jim.
Thanks, Sam. Always enjoy having you here. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back next month. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.